חזק וברוך רבותיי, ערב ראש חודש. We're talking about אבלות בראש חודש, רחמנא ליצלן. Unfortunately, so many more משפחות אבלות in ארץ ישראל because of the war. So we said that on ראש חודש, there's a מחלוקת whether to say צידור הדין or not. According to מחבר, you do say, according to Ramam, you don't say, any day that you don't say Tachanon, you don't say Sidur Adin as well. So the Rav Ovadia Zatzal writes in Chazon Ovadia, V'anachnu Toshovei Eretz Yisrael, enanu Eretz Da'at Moran. So it says, in Eretz Yisrael, everybody should go like Moran, Shepasag, Sheish Lomar Sidur Adin. To say Sidur Adin, Afili Berosh Chodesh V'chol HaMoed, וכל שכם בתשבאב, even though on תשבאב, it's called מועד, and we do not say תחנות, תחנון. But you see later, in other places, Rav Ovadia does say that, you know, if they are ספרדים in חוץ לארץ, that they have a מנהג, like the Ramam, and it seems like that was the מנהג in Iran, I'm not sure, that any day that we do not say תחנון, we do not say Sidur Adin, so they could stay with that minhag. So maybe that could, you know, I remember I had a few times these cases, and, you know, I saw in Sfarim it said, if there's no Tachanun, there's no Sidur Adin. I didn't say Sidur Adin. So now, Rav Ovadia, it seems like he's saying that in Chutz La'aretz, if they had such a minhag, they could continue. At any rate, Al Talmid Chacham, even according to Rama, al Talmid Chacham, umrim Sidur Adin betalevaya gam Rosh Chodesh. Right, that if it's a Talmid Chacham that passed away, so even on Rosh Chodesh, Sidur Adin is said. The Taz says, v'shamat mizaren achad, she'id sh'aya b'chilat Chodesh Kraka, b'shnat Sheleg, k'shenifter Rama, b'yom Lag ba'omer, v'hayu mesupagim, im lomar Sidur Adin, v'amad adam chashuv, והעיד ששמע מפי הרמם himself that he was נפטר שיש לומר סידור הדין על אדם גדול ותכף אמרוהו על הרמה בגול רם that they did say סידור הדין right and it was like Bomer it's a day that usually you do not say תחנון but here they did say סידור הדין also there is a minhag that unfortunately I think a lot of people are not aware of that, of Seudat Havra'ah. Seudat Havra'ah, it's the first Seudat that the Avelim eat after they come back from the Beheshtiyah, from Bet HaGvarot. Mevarim et ha'avel b'rosh chodesh. And you see how Seudat Havra'ah has to be done, other people have to do it. Right? A lot of times I tell them that, you know, that the caterer, he should, you know, people get caterers and people come to a shul or something and give a seuda. But it's very important that the Avel himself should, you know, maybe the caterer or somebody else has to bring Seudat Avraham for the Avel. So, Mevarim et Avel Rosh Chodesh. There is Seudat Avraham even on Rosh Chodesh. Umipinei Kvodayom Ya'asu et Avraham Bekafe Ve'ugot. That they should do Seudat Avraham with coffee and maybe cake. Belo bebetzim v'adashim. Usually, we say like they should Seudat Avraham with pita and eggs or adashim. He says right. So here on Rosh Chodesh, right, they should not do it with eggs and adashim. Adasim and juchzaya or pita. They should do it with coffee and cake. Rabotai, the parasha is talking about Ben dam le dam, that you know, if there is something that you have questions that you cannot understand, ben dam le dam, etc. It says divrei rivot b'sharecha. There's a famous Arizal is talking about what's happening right now in Eretz Israel. Right? He says, what does it mean? Ki palecha ben dam le dam. That how come they don't care about Jewish blood? Even the Torah says that even if you have to do kisui dam. You have to do kisui dam, you shecht an ed, you know, a chicken, you have to do kisui dam, right? The Torah that it's so, and then you see that, you know, Jewish blood is spilled. Right? This is the anniversary of this October 7th almost, right? Because Shana Me'uberet, and you know what the atrocities, the Machshavon VeZichron, what they did to Jewish babies, right? How Jewish blood spilled, right? And you know, and nobody cares, right? So he said the pasuk says, "Divrei rivot bisharecha." The reason is that bisharecha, there is rivot, there is fights and division amongst us. You see, without any doubts, this whole October 7th happened because of the division in Eretz Israel, Israeli politics, right, left, etc., etc. And Hashem Yishmor, now it's back to all these things, and it's mamash, it's pachad ayom venora, what's happening in Eretz Israel. See, now with these leftists, you know, they had a strike, they, you know, it's Hashem Yishmor. Hashem Yishmor, the Pasuk Parasha says, the reason for that is divrei rivot bisharecha, because there is infighting amongst us, lie, right, left, politics, we forget. And that's the reason for all this really bloodshed, Hashem Yishmor, right? And the only remedy would be to come together and not to retaliate, to come together. And when there is unity amongst us, Adosh Baruch Hu, right, Be'ezrat Hashem would bring about that, you know, that all these things would turn around, Be'ezrat Hashem. You see, we have to realize Mashiach is around the corner. We don't really see how many miracles HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for us in this century, right? And but you know, it's the very word b'sharecha. The reason why it's happening when there is division, and we have to start. What could we do? We could do, right? We could do our tefillot. But also we have to make sure that, you know, divisions among ourselves, here even locally, in families, etc., etc. Divrei rivot b'sharecha, unfortunately, brings about all these tragedies that we are experiencing. And Be'ezrat Hashem, shalom, sim shalom tova u'beracha. Rabbi Hananya ben Arashi omer ratza.